This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
What's the green best?
Everyone set? Cocked. Locked. You dialed it correctly, too. USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from the CSPOA convention, right here, Tuscany Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. Sam's at my left, Kirk Crosby's at his left, and
yeah, she didn't Vincent say the woman's supposed to be to the right?
I'm just saying. Sam, well, I did, and you are to my left.
And I know, sir, you're to my right.
And so is Chief Larry Kirk, Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri. Welcome, Chief.
Thank you very much. I'm just proud to be here, proud to see Sam again after our conference last year in St. Charles, Missouri, and glad to get back in the battlefield here with you guys.
Amen, brother. Now, before we get started with Chief Larry Kirk, I want to recap, because I want people to listen to the first hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. You'll be able to get it on archives here coming up soon. If you missed it, didn't get to hear it, I'm telling you right now, it's an absolutely must listen to broadcast with Sam Whitman, Vincent Fennelli, live from the CSPOA conference. We had on our brother Dan, and Dan is a military vet. And Dan is from Washington, and he's American, and he lived his life dream to become a soldier, but he found out, you know what, we're nation building. He found out we're really there to bring bottom line profits to corporations, and you know what, that's not what he thought he was enlisting for. He found himself caught in a hard place of, man, I want to carry out my duties, but I owe an allegiance to the supreme law of the land that I made an oath. I got to keep that oath. And now he's an oath keeper with Stuart Rhodes, and he's doing a great job. That hour is, I'm telling you, a must-listen-to hour. But Larry wanted to talk about, you know what, those who go serve their country and keep their oaths of office, like Dan Rodriguez. But he wants to contrast that with some folks that are struggling to keep their oaths of office. It's a lot harder for the paper pusher to get sometimes, Larry.
Yeah, you know, I guess last night hearing him speak, it reminded me of Missouri. We have a state rep named Paul Kerbin. And Representative Kerbin was a very young guy, joined the Marine Corps, served overseas. Actually, he was a Marine sergeant. And he came back, and he truly understood a lot of things that Dan was just speaking of. His idea of the Constitution, what he thought it meant, was totally different than what it truly was. I think that's the problem we have with a lot of people right now, including peace officers here in the States. And he came back, ran for a state house here in Missouri, after going to college, and looked up a video on YouTube. Representative Kerbin from Missouri spoke at a oath keeper's swearing-in ceremony a few months ago and did an incredible job on a speech about the oath of office and the actual role of government and the role that they're supposed to serve as our representatives, whether it's at the State House or Washington, D.C., but then also the importance of keeping that oath against a government that is now overreaching the powers that we give them. So I hope that right now, for today's YouTube video, it's Representative Paul Kerbin out of Missouri. And just hear what he had to say as a former Marine sergeant, you know, what the actual role of government is and what the Constitution truly means to him now.
Sam, we're talking about the role of government and what the Constitution means.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me how people come to that understanding. I'm grateful that Kirkland's come to that understanding. I'm grateful that Dan has come to that understanding. You know, they kind of have a road of get rid of the indoctrination, get rid of the propaganda, get rid of the agenda, and just step back and say, what is America about and what do I believe as a person? You have to almost unlearn before you get it, Larry.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing that we're facing right now with police officers here in the United States now. As a police chief, one thing I've spoke about a lot is we're seeing the same same type of indoctrination that the military uses in our police academies now, where you're not taught the actual spirit of the Constitution. You're not actually taught anything about the actual peace aspects of law enforcement.
Instead, actually, what you do is you just regurgitate the date of the Treaty of Versailles, or you regurgitate the preamble, or maybe the Gettysburg Address or something.
I think it,
you don't really delve into the meaning. You just regurgitate it so that you can say, I went through that, right?
Yeah, I don't think they can get that deep in police academies now. I think most police academies just cover case law. So you never even get the understanding of what an amendment was, of where it came from. And so we're putting, you know,
you said case law. What about the supreme law, sir?
Well, that's never covered. And that's, you know, that's something I talked about whenever we talked to Michael Peruka last year in St. Charles. That was the only thing I told him was my concern is now is that we are not taught that law. We're taught that law changes day to day based on what a judge says, and that we go with the judicial opinions of people instead of supreme law as it's written. And I would say 9 out of 10 of your police officer on the street right now probably has never even picked up the copy of the Constitution. So it's nice to be able to have the ability to hand those out now.
Amen to that, sir. We all come to a greater understanding, and we're meeting each other, and we're not alone. That's one of the greatest messages of what we're doing, and we can take courage. Now, I want to also bring up a story that we talked to you about last year. Last year, it was June. So, let's see, was that 9 months ago now?
Yeah.
You had mentioned to us that you were having trouble getting ammunition for your police force training. You're having trouble getting for your police force training. And in your police force training, you need ammo to keep your guys up to date, up to speed with their weapons, etc. And you couldn't really get the ammo that you needed. You said you'd put in some orders, but no ammo. You have an update on that, right?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people talk about federal government obtaining large amounts of ammo, which is true. But I think a lot of times they don't realize that at the local level, it's not the same as the federal level. For example, whenever I spoke to you last time, we had called around the various people who make contracts and some other large distributors, and they actually told us that either they couldn't fulfill orders or they just weren't able to take any more orders at the time. So I spoke to you in June, we actually had one company take an order, and just within a week of speaking to you, they contacted us and said that they had to cancel the order because they could not fulfill on that, fulfill it due to lack of brass. So we were able to find another company and took an order. That was first week of June, and just this past week, we actually received half of our order for 223, half of the order for the 9mm, and 9mm cal ammo. So, it's taken us this long, like I said, over half a year now, almost 8 months, and 9 months, and we're just kind of getting very partial amounts of ammo just in training our officers now.
Chief, when you say half an order, why don't we just be specific on what you mean by half an order? It's, you know, that's something that someone would go into a gun show and just walk out the door with previously. I'm talking 3, 4, 5 years ago. You're talking, what, 500 rounds?
500 rounds was the total. We ordered 1,000. That would take us through, you know, a couple of years. And I guess you say, you know, I'll be like, oh, half order. You probably ordered 10,000 rounds. But we actually ordered 1,000. We got 500.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure that everyone was clear. You know, 500 rounds, literally. Literally, we'll get the guys out on the range and that's gone in a day.
Up in an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah, easily. I'm talking slow fire, it's gone in a day.
So, nice. I definitely see that they're, I believe the federal government is trying a three-pronged approach on trying to limit your ability to use your firearm.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, if you can't get to where it's illegal to own a firearm, mm-hmm. you're going to go ahead and say, yes, you can own one. Well, it's pretty much. Not any good to you unless you can actually fire ammo through it. So I think three things have happened. I think the federal government realizes that if they can take up the entire amount of supply, then they have the market cornered. So I think that's one thing that they've done with the mass orders that they've taken part in. Then you've got the
What's the point of that, though, in the land of the free? I mean, hey, man, when I was a kid, we used to play for fun all day long, and hey, ammo was plentiful and cheap, sir. What happened?
I think that that's what it is. I really believe that they realize that the judicial decisions that have come down recently in support of the Second Amendment, that they realize that the only way to attack it now is getting the ammo. And so now you have the EPA involved in things like the smelting plant in Missouri, back in Herculaneum. And then the third thing is, I think that they're eventually going to start taxing ammo, whatever little bit's left, to where it's just too expensive to even buy. So I think it's a three-pronged approach, I think, right now.
Well, I think it's more than three prongs, because now what they're doing, those are taking a lot of the ability to make the lead and the different things and shutting down what the smelting plant's into.
Yeah, I think that's probably, like, we talked about this last night, I think that's the second problem. It's using the EPA now to shut down some of these plants.
Yeah, what happened, Sam, was I called the Doe Run facility, and they are the largest, well, they were the largest smelter of lead in the United States, and they were being fined $65 million by the EPA. So I called them up and I said, we will come to your rescue, and we will ring the alarm, and I'm certain that Sam Bushman will join me, Joyce Riley, and other talk show hosts, and we'll exploit this.
And absolutely, you are certain, sir.
Yes.
Just want to make that sir, on the record. You know?
Well, I called for, I guess it would be the person who speaks publicly for the organization. And she was reluctant. She said, you know,
hold on, let me stop you. We Lanny Press person you speak of is called a gatekeeper, just so you know.
Okay, well, let me share this with Sam and she. She said, you know, we really need to work with these guys. And what she meant was the EPA. So let's play nice. And I said, hold it. You're talking about a $65 million fine. These guys are coming down on you. These feds are coming down on you like a ton of bricks, and you want to play nice? So I asked John Dollarhite, who had been fined with his wife, Judy Dollarhite, $6.19 million for raising rabbits in Missouri. And I said, here's the thing. It's one-tenth of the fine that you're facing, but this is just a family. This is not a corporation.
Yeah, that takes the term, we're hunting rabbits.
The Dollarhite family was... can you imagine that, Sam? Losing everything that you could have worked for, $6 million for selling rabbits. Now, we're not talking about a couple acre property that they had, and this was like a side business for their son. So they sold rabbits to Silver Dollar City. Class, if you want to look it up, look up Dollarhite, Dollarhite, and then comma rabbits. And you'll see the story. But the point I'm trying to make is this is a family who faced down the USDA and won. So I believe that the national security interests of you and me and all of us here in America were compromised by the EPA. This could have been worked out, but the strength of the EPA appeared to be so great that the mine shut down. There's nothing in operation. What are your thoughts on that?
And then that's directly what we talked about. You start coming into anything where it's the government's power now, just with the EPA. If they don't like something in regards to, you know, it's melting, we're going to shut down ammo, they send in them. If it's a raw milk farmer, you know, in a state somewhere, if it's a girl selling missiles falling apart, the government is just overpowering now.
Yeah. Here we are, live at the CSPOA. Sorry, Kirk. Sam Bush is on my left. This is what happened.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-1563. That's 1-800-680-1563. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-1563. That's 1-800-680-1563.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
For the CSPOA conference, Chief Larry Kurtzwitz, Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri, and Sam Bushman's to my left. Dan Rodriguez is across from me. And I've got a question for the chief. It seems to me that law enforcement... Now, I'm not talking about peace officers. I'm talking about law enforcement. And I have a distinction in my mind. It seems that law enforcement is looking for things to give us tickets for. They're looking for, they're on the prowl, trying to find reasons to stop us and give us tickets. Peace officers, I feel, are on our side who want to help us. And the doubt, if there is one, the benefit of the doubt, I believe, is given to us. I don't believe that's the case with law enforcement. I think we're guilty until proven innocent with law enforcement. But here's my question, and you can respond to that if you like. I believe that law enforcement, not peace officers, law enforcement, feels that they have the authority to lie to us. What is your reaction to that?
Well, you know, we spoke last night. I think that the biggest problem that we have right now is, in many people's eyes, obviously law enforcement, the idea of police has become, we've become an enemy.
Yes.
And one thing I've said all along was, one thing that broke my heart after almost 18 years of service now is, I wouldn't, from joining, like I said, law enforcement or police department or getting involved in criminal justice, because I believed that I was supporting my fellow citizens and helping defend my community, whether it was from crime or whatever else overreaching government. I felt that I was playing an integral part of that, and it was a teamwork atmosphere.
Yes.
Where now I feel that in many cases, like you said, law enforcement believes that their judge don't have any tickets they write, their judge don't have any arrests they make. So we're no longer judged according to what kind of relationship we have with our fellow citizens. Instead, we're judged on the number of arrests and not the amount of harm that we bring in. So, yes, that's the question. At what time did this happen? How do we bring it back in? I think part of that is, one, is we have to start telling these elected leaders, whether it's a sheriff or a mayor or a governor, that, one, quit writing so many laws. Because now you've written so many laws that everybody breaks a law. It's just according to whether or not we're come across them while they're doing it.
I was thinking there ought to be a law against that, sir.
Yeah, so you get so many laws on the books that there's all these things you can enforce that like I said, there's no actual, there's no reason we should be involved in, and whether it's high grass or someone catching rain off of their, doing water storage.
Right.
Just innocuous things that I think 18 years ago I never would have thought I'd been involved with or even been contemplating as part of my role as a peace officer. And like you said, now peace officers are trained to where everybody's a suspect. There's no friendly interaction hardly anymore, and you don't have that. If people talk about Mayberry, I used to kind of think that was kind of a sly or kind of, I didn't really appreciate the idea of it being compared to Andy Thurman. If you look back, that's what we should have. We should have that friendship with our citizens, with our other people.
Let me share this with you, and please don't take offense. I think of you as Andy of Mayberry, and here's why. Because he was kind, friendly, helpful. Okay? He didn't want to beat up anybody. And if he was going to put somebody in jail, and I know it's a kind of a comedic TV series, but he wouldn't handcuff them with hinged handcuffs, slam them against the wall, throw them against the ground, beat them up, and then yank them up to standing, slam them into a police car, and then throw them in jail. He didn't do that. He'd say, okay, come on, let's go. I forget the guy's name, but he was the town drunk, and he'd say, okay, come on. And he'd put him in jail, and he wouldn't even lock the cell. He'd just say, okay, sleep it off. But, I look at you as a guy who would be an advocate of the community rather than someone who would be oppressive and beating up the community. That being said,
maybe what we should do is we should do enough Native Mayberry and American Stay and be like tasing people and slamming people on the hood of your police cruiser, everybody, and just taking care of business and saying, listen, when I say something, buddy, you jump. You jump higher than you ever jumped in your life, friend. And we can really lay out kind of what's happening in America today. I think Americans would be shocked, but what they don't get is that's happening on the streets in real time, real life to Americans today. And I submit to you that somehow we've got these enforcement, I'm going to call them thugs because they're not really obeying the law, these enforcement thugs, and they've basically been trained coming out of the academies this way to create a really hostile environment, Larry.
Yeah, and that's what I've always talked about is we've, in the academies and with the younger officers, we have failed to use the ability to talk to way out of situations that they be their parents.
Okay, we are live at the CSPOA convention here in Boston.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Pennsylvania.
pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chief Larry Kirk's with us, Chief of Police, Old Monroe, Missouri. Dan Rodriguez is with us, U.S. Marine Corps veteran. Yeah, Sam Bushman at my left. And
I have no claims to fame. Just me.
So here's.
In fact, I put talk show host on my card, and Vincent just felt like that wasn't even worth it. So I just
that's not the case. That is not the case. You were printing up your card. You asked me what I thought. It says talk show host, and I said broadcaster. So we debated, and you kept it talk show host.
And what Vincent said is I have broadcaster on my card. You should be one of those.
No, I don't even have.
And then he looked at his card, and he wasn't broadcast.
No, my card just says Vincent Finelli.
It should say Farmer.
It should say Farmer. Okay, now Dan Rodriguez has a question for Chief Larry Kirk, and I think it's an interesting question. Now, class, bear in mind that Dan Rodriguez is a young man, a U.S. Marine veteran. So, did you put the headphones on if you'd like? I think they're all connected.
I'll just give the headphones.
Okay, all right. Just grab the mic and. You've got a question for Chief of Police Larry Kirk. Go ahead.
It goes far behind the chief here. It's for all law enforcement. As a Marine in a combat zone, and this is something that I think about and talk about with my buddies, you know, we all carry medical supplies with us. We carry supplies to help ourselves. And we have a duty and an obligation when there are innocent civilians that have been wounded or enemy combatants. Okay, we have a duty and obligation to help those people.
The enemy combatants? What are you talking about?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to help those folks, aren't they the enemy combatants?
Well, wait a minute. Two minutes ago, there was a firefight, right?
Yeah.
And so these guys are on the ground. Huh? And so your job now is to go over and...
That's our job.
What if they kill your buddy in the line of duty, sir?
Well, it's called war, and every Marine, soldier, whatever, you know, they're going to treat each situation differently. But when somebody's shooting at you,
I'm not going to aim him at the enemy, sir. Just not going to do it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, he's. You've neutralized the threat, and now he's a wounded person, another human being laying on the ground.
No way, you take care of him, that creates a national security crisis. So. In other words, if I'm too busy trying to deal with helping the aid and abetting the enemy, I might have a threat that I'm overlooking that might do me in.
I tell you what, I did, okay, and I'm going to help him out. And what the question I'm raising is why doesn't today's law enforcement carry the type of medical supplies to help people? They're the first responders, right? They're the first people to car accidents. They're the first people to acts of violence. How come they don't have the supplies needed to help people? They have all the tools to and harm us. They look like military. They're dressed like military. They have the tools, but they don't have the medical supplies. So that's just a question that I have.
All right, I'll let you hear that. Well, that. In the meantime, while the microphone's getting past him, I just want to say it's getting louder in the background, ladies and gentlemen, because we are live in Las Vegas at the Destiny Hotel and Casino for the CSPOA conference, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference. Folks have just finished breakfast and they're rolling up their sleeves and getting ready to go hard to work. So that's the noise in the background, live simulcast, Liberty Roundtable, and USA Prepares. Larry Kirk, you want to respond?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, man. We actually have first aid kits where I'm at. And I know that, if I remember correctly, Steele said that Illinois requires their police officers to become first responders when they're on YouTube. But it's a good point, because you'll see a lot of times on videos on YouTube and just on the news channels now where you'll see an officer shoot someone or tase them or measure a seal on them. And then once they're handcuffed, they just allow them later until an ambulance arrives. I think that's a good point. I think that once someone is
trust the food, but it's no longer a threat, then you do it. I mean, they're still a citizen. They're still someone who's not been found guilty of a crime. You should somehow reach out to them in a compassionate way and try to assist. And I think that's something that, that should be addressed.
I think Dan's question is a great one, and I agree with that. However, I am concerned that we are making the police, instead of peace officers, enforcement personnel, and I'm concerned as we go more and more and more towards the militarization of those people, more and more and more to where they are thinking of the citizens as insurgents or enemy combatants or whatever term you want to use. Posse Comitatus comes to mind.
Sure, but you know, can we get to Posse Comitatus a second? I want to go back to the aged handouts before we forget that, because we said we were talking about that. Chief, do you carry, do you issue, does your department own hinged handcuffs that you use on We the People?
No, my friend, I think it's policy to use hinged handcuffs. You don't use chain handcuffs.
And, you know, hinged handcuffs are, I really believe they're devices of torture. People have had to have their limbs amputated because the circulation has been cut off by these devices of torture. I call on every state to ban the ownership of hinged handcuffs. They are literally devices of torture. What do you think? How do you respond to that?
By the way, I agree 1,000% before I respond. I just want to say this too. If you stumble and fall, if you have the chain handcuffs, you can catch yourself a little bit. You're not going to go anywhere. But these chain handcuffs make it even impossible if you stumble to even hold yourself upright, Larry Kirk.
But like you said, I think it's not just a threat for the person that you now have in custody. I think it's also a threat for officers. One thing, whenever you're trying to get someone in custody and you're trying to help them in a hard situation in an area that's closed quarters, trying to get someone's arms in a specific position that the hinge handcuffs require due to the way they're made actually causes trouble and a lot of times causes harm to the person. Where with the chain, you can actually manipulate the handcuff to reach the person's arm or reach the person's wrist instead of trying to pretty much manipulate the person in a hard way to get them handcuffed. So yeah, I definitely think that not only is it a bad thing for officers, I think it's a bad thing for that person because it's a similar risk trying to get them in that situation and get them in a position to handcuff.
And literally, let's say you were going to arrest me. You're much taller, you weigh much more than I do. What's wrong with handcuffing me in the front?
Well, we allow it. And I think that a lot of problems have got away from it because of different scenarios where someone's had a knife on them or a gun on them or they've still fought. I think that that's one of the things where we've taken the officer's ability to kind of judge the situation and say, this person is being compliant.
Yep.
Maybe it's a outstanding traffic ticket that they thought they paid or they thought their attorney paid, they didn't.
Right.
And now you're going to handcuff them, put them back to the car. And I'm a tall guy. And I don't fit very well in the back of any police cars with a cage. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what it's like with the handcuffs behind your back. If someone's being cooperative and they're not showing any signs of threat, they're not armed. Why can't we have them sitting, with their hands in front of them? Well, we've taken that ability that officer to judge that out of their hands, and we're just now handcuffing everybody behind our back. And I think that's where we've gotten that mentality where everybody's a suspect, everybody's a threat, and the officer can no longer make that judgment on their own. And like you said, maybe extend some kindness and, allow someone to be able to sit back if their hands come to them.
And what if it's the wrong guy?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Situations happen, and you see it in the news and on the internet and so forth. There is a 2:00 in the morning raid on apartment 101, and it was supposed to be 201. And there's an elderly couple in there, and he has a heart attack because the door is bashed down. How do you react to that? What's wrong with the phone call saying, listen, we're at your door right now. There's only one way in out of the apartment. We'd like to talk with you. Would you mind coming outside? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, obviously, you're now getting into an area that I really like to talk about. And I'm talking about the show one day, but whenever a lot of people recently read on the rally about this book, my brother said, please stay in those relations, police.
Yes, I do.
And I've been asked a lot about that for parts. And the whole drug war and the idea that we've never got into when we knock blood, so it's not in there within 2 seconds, and we're going to go over 3 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning. I believe it's actually causing more of a public danger to officers and to the citizens than the way we used to serve warrants and knocking on the door or calling someone or the idea that we have tactical teams serving misdemeanor warrants at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning is obscene. I mean, look at how many shooting incidents we've had where, you know, either innocent individual has been killed or even a police officer has been killed, and something that never should happen. You look at the state of Utah. I'm not sure Sam's probably familiar with it. But the incident where a police officer and I believe 4 or 5 others were shot doing a 2 a.m. Raid on a house where a guy who was growing marijuana, not selling, you know, cocaine or crack or heroin, they haven't killed anybody, wasn't burying bodies in his basement, and does a raid at 2 o'clock in the morning. And if someone bangs on my door at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll tell you now, I'm probably going to be in the hallway with a firearm. And then the idea that we're going to knock on the door and just wait 3 seconds to answer at 2 a.m. is ludicrous. It's obviously.
I'm thinking at my farm, it might take me a minute.
Are they out of tables in there?
If I'm upstairs, it might take me a minute to answer that. Okay? Now, my greatest fear, and I'll say this on the air, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are. My greatest fear is that we're crashing through the door. Men in ski masks, men with BDUs on, men with battle gear, men with shotguns, AR-15s, semi-automatic weapons, automatic weapons, flashbang grenades. If that goes off in the house, I don't think I'm going to be happy about it. I don't think that these guys are going to be my friends. Now, if a shootout ensues, am I wrong to say, holy smokes, to my wife, this, we have been invaded. I don't know who these guys are. How do you respond to that? It's dark at night, no lights are on, I hear this noise, boom, 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 boom. Am I within my right to defend myself?
I think there are many, and way too many examples of where I could look back now and say that the person at the house was right now, that they were within their rights. Like I said, if you look at some of the studies that come out recently, they actually say that if you're woken from deep sleep, that you're actually impaired at a level of some people are in regards to alcohol intoxication. You're not able to comprehend what's going on. You can't, for example, like I said, if somebody bangs on your house at 2 o'clock in the morning and you go to reach for your gun or your nightstand or wherever you have it, or you get up just to walk towards the door, you stumble, and you think about the morning, or you actually got to stumble to the bathroom. It's the same thing. So now all of a sudden, there's a strong confrontation. So yeah, I think that at some point we have to say, hey, these people have a right to defend themselves because they don't know what's going on.
Chief of Police, Larry Kirk, Old Monroe, Missouri. I'm the Dan Rundy, the sandwich.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, what we're doing is we're broadcasting live from the Tuscany Hotel in Las Vegas. And Sam Bushman is simulcasting this on his network. And we are broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network. We have two different clocks, two different sets of commercials running at different times. So
what's really going on? Vincent has all the commercials. That's all I'm saying.
I won that one, didn't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we had a contest, and I got more commercials.
And I won, I got less. Now, I'm asking Larry Kirk, he's a police chief in Martin, and we're talking about this excessive force being used by police agencies all over the country. We're concerned about it. We think it's unnecessary. And we think it's creating angst and hatred and frustration and all kinds of problems for the society at large. Right before the pause, and so everybody's caught up on USA Prepared, I said to Larry Kirk, hey, cops are making light of this. I saw a video. This guy got tased. And then the guy calls for backup or whatever. And when the cops came, he sauntered over to his buddies and he goes, "Hey, man, that guy decided he wanted to go on a ride on a taser." And he was making light of this. And the poor guy's on the ground screaming, going, being tased. And this guy's mocking him. Larry, what on earth is going on with our society? And these cops, what's that guy's name, Kevin?
Kelly Thomas.
Say his name real loud.
Kelly Thomas.
Okay, his name is Kelly Thomas. That's right. Kelly Thomas. We covered this a week or so ago because he got murdered by the cops in California. Then they went to court and tried to hold the cops accountable for just beating this guy, literally beating him to death. And the cops got off scot-free and they said there was no malicious intent. That's beyond my comprehension. But what on earth is going on when these cops are getting to where they're treating people like this? They don't have a conscience, it seems like.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. Like I said, there's no compassion anymore. And, you know, kind of touching back to what we had previously discussed, is we're not taught that we're, I guess you'd say, being cooperative with our fellow citizens. We're no longer looking at, for example, the people I serve in my city as being fellow citizens, as being, as being invested in this idea of a community. Instead, we're now a little bit above them, and we've been blessed by the government to have this power, so we're going to have to enforce them. And losing that compassion has now put us in a bad spot. So like I said, you now have people who enjoy inflicting pain or looking back at it and laughing about it. Instead of thinking, well, was there a way to get out of it? Was there a way not to? But even the worst case scenario, you had to use the taser. Why take any enjoyment at all in inflicting pain? And you see videos where after people are handcuffed, officers still inflict pain because there's some type of mental belief or understanding in their system of thought that we have to inflict all special punishment after someone runs from us or someone tries to fight with us. And I think that the more and more of these videos are coming out, the more and more that other peace officers have to start standing up and saying, hey, this is enough of this. It's giving us a bad eye, and you're making life tough on all of us.
We talked last night about, in Missouri, it is against the law to resist arrest, even an illegal arrest. Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because to me, that's beyond the pale.
Well, the lead up to the story was an impeach Obama overpass protest that was taking part in Central City, Missouri. And if you watch the video.
Can I just go on record and say those are fantastic, by the way? Anyway, continue.
And I participated in them. I've been on the bridge and I've said, hi, I'm Vin Finelli. People go, wow, I listen to you on the radio. So this is us. We're talking about us on these overpasses protesting. Obama being in office. But please continue.
It was one of my fellow oath keepers, Don Wheat, there in St. Charles, and he's a chiropractor, very nice old guy, but a doctor, not a militant, not a young guy, not brash, very nice, very respectful gentleman. And the Missouri Highway Patrol shows up on the scene, and they advise them that they need to pretty much leave the area.
Why though? Hold on. You can't do that?
Well, what they were saying was that they were posing a traffic problem, traffic hazard by being on the side. They were claiming that it was causing it. Whether or not that was.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle.
a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.